Good afternoon. My name is Dave Reinen. I'm with the California Department of Public Health's California Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program in Sacramento. I'm just curious, how many Californians in the room? Good, lots of you. Well, I'll be talking about our plan. So I'd like to acknowledge my colleagues in this, Nan, Lisa, and Lily, and we are all with the California Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program. And I have a little animation here for after lunch. So by way of disclosures, I have nothing to disclose from our group. In terms of background, back in 2003, California Assemblywoman Patty Berg introduced Assembly Bill 1220, and what this did was it established and empowered the 12-member Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention and Treatment Task Force, which I'll just refer to as the Task Force. And the Task Force itself was charged with developing California's Master Plan for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention and Treatment, which I will refer to as the Master Plan. And the overall aim for the Master Plan was to reduce the morbidity, the mortality, and the economic burdens of heart disease and stroke. And in order to develop the plan, the task force worked with our program at the state level. And at the time, our program was comprised of the authorship of this presentation. The membership of the task force itself was varied, and it included appointments by the Senate Committee on Rules, the Speaker of the Assembly, and Governor Schwarzenegger. And though it was a 12-member task force, we had 11 members and one vacancy. And each of the 11 members was assigned to one of three working groups, subcommittees, one for heart disease, one for stroke, and one for the risk factors. And this is a list of the membership of the task force by subcommittee, and perhaps you recognize some friends and colleagues. It was a very dedicated group of professionals who worked very hard and over the process developed a very comprehensive master plan. So I'll just kind of walk through that process a little bit. In advance of the first meeting of the task force, much like what we heard about in Virginia, we held seven public forums across the state. And the idea here was to gather interest and input from those who are our stakeholders and the general public who are concerned about the emerging master plan, the growing burden of cardiovascular disease. And these public forums were professionally facilitated and they were recorded, and all the information that we obtained was compiled and delivered to the task force in advance of their first meeting. At each public forum, we asked five specific questions to guide the discussions. What are the three most important changes in California that need to be made in order to reduce death and disability from heart disease and stroke? That's the first one. Secondly, what do people in California need to learn about heart disease and stroke? Likewise, what do physicians and other clinicians need to learn about heart disease and stroke? Thirdly, and again, we looked at multiple venues, what needs to happen in the schools, the workplaces, and in the communities to help prevent heart disease and stroke? And how about the healthcare settings? We need to think about prevention and treatment within the healthcare settings in regard to the growing burdens. And finally, the fifth question we asked and collected information on is how do we reduce the disparities? California is a very diverse state, and we have the largest population, and so it's a very the burden is spread disproportionately across lots of people, and so we needed to get the task force to begin to address those questions. So with these data in hand, each of the three subcommittees of the task force worked on specific action steps, and again, these were in four settings: communities, schools, workplaces, and healthcare systems. And so what we ended up through this process, again, an iterative process with both the task force and the state program working together with all the information we had collected, was a master plan, which actually is two documents. It's both the plan, which has a listing of nine very detailed goals with the objectives and the action steps, as well as a strategic document. And the purpose of this strategic document was to provide a description of exactly how to implement the strategy for the plan. So both are contained within one publication. And along the way, as we were describing the burden in order to sort of set the stage for the plan that we were developing through the year 2015, in looking at the morbidity data, the mortality data, and some prevalence data from a couple of surveys, we realized that it was critical to get the information out there about the burden of disease. So we produced a companion piece, which we refer to as the Burden Report. That's the Burden of Cardiovascular Disease in California. And so we published them to be companion pieces, and we published them simultaneously, and we distribute them together so that people can understand what's happening and then what we plan to do about it. So the master plan itself, and that's more the focus of this, it can be described using three overarching principles. We were concerned about timely access to high-quality, affordable care. And then there's a little alliteration on this. Patient empowerment for prevention and partnership with providers. And I don't think that exact verbiage is in the plan, but I put it on the slide. Thirdly, reimbursement and valuation of prevention in line with that of treatment. I mean, there's a lot of emphasis on treatment and a lot of money going to treatment, and so we wanted to kind of balance the scales a little bit and get people thinking in terms of prevention, maybe more so than they have while they've been thinking about treatment. So now I just want to go through the nine goals. And then parenthetically, I've included a little bit of an example of how we might accomplish that. Again, there are multiple objectives and action steps. And in the interest of time, I'm not going to go through all of those things. But the nine goals are as follows. First, number one, improve prevention, early detection, treatment, and management of risk factors for heart disease and stroke. And under that goal, we talked about increased screening. Secondly, decrease death and disability from heart disease and stroke through early detection, treatment, and management of acute events. And you know, this is the big thing with knowing signs and symptoms through public education, the need to call 911. You know, these are things that, surprisingly, people aren't fully aware of. And so, you know, we actually are in the field currently. We have BRFS questions to look at that. And so we'll have some additional data on that. But it's surprising when you see that people don't understand that, especially in the case of stroke, you know, time is brain is what we say. So we need to make sure people know what's going on and what to do about it immediately to call 911. The third goal of the master plan is to improve chronic disease management of heart disease and stroke. And this is, of course, via proven disease management models. Fourth, decrease death and disability from heart disease and stroke through public education. And we talked about using a variety of multiple media channels and a variety of community venues. Fifth, decrease death and disability from heart disease and stroke through education of healthcare professionals. And now, this isn't just the cardiologists and the neurologists, but for example, with women, when some people think of heart disease as a man's disease, we might want to work with the OBGYNs to talk to their female patients and say, you know, this isn't just a disease that men get. And so there needs to be professional education in that regard. Sixth, improve cardiovascular disease health and quality of life through legislation and policy development. And this is where we need to be educating our public officials and policymakers. Again, as I mentioned earlier, with the diversity in California, there are lots of disparities. So we need to work on the elimination of cardiovascular health disparities. And again, we need proven, we need to promote effective communication strategies that are culturally appropriate, that are in the right language, and recognize that, you know, the way the message is delivered is as important or sometimes it even more important than the actual message. Eighth, improve quality and quantity and quality of research on heart disease, stroke, and related risk factors. And this might include looking at some of the psychosocial factors and the chronic disease outcomes of interest. And hopefully at this conference you've perhaps had a chance to hear some of that kind of research. And we're proposing doing more of that in California. Finally, the ninth one here, expand data acquisition and surveillance of cardiovascular disease, including the evaluation of programs targeting heart disease, stroke, and related risk factors. And in this regard, we've talked about creating new data collection systems. And in fact, in California, we are in the early stages of developing our own state California Stroke Registry. And the idea here is to be able to get the full spectrum of what's going on with stroke in California, from the 911 call, you know, all the pre-hospitalization, get the hospitalization, through to the through to the discharge, and work on improving the quality of care, you know, with known tools and what's right for treatment for the patient, so we can improve the outcomes. And so this emerging California Stroke Registry is certainly in line with this ninth goal of the master plan. So the reason I wanted to know about how many people are from California are here in the room is that this, I actually have, here's the plan. This isn't just, you know, something that we hand out and it goes on somebody's shelf and collects dust. I mean, this really is our roadmap. You know, it's a statewide effort, and it's going to involve a lot of partners, and it really isn't, you know, just another state report. So it's a comprehensive effort to really address the emerging, growing burden of heart and stroke. And we need to, of course, work with all our partners. And these are people with a stake in reducing the burdens. We have a lot of partner programs at the state level. We heard from diabetes in the first speaker. And in our program, we are looking at secondary prevention because we know we have very strong partner programs that are working on primary prevention. So we need to be in this together. So that's those addressing smoking, obesity, physical inactivity, diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol. We also need to pay attention to what's going on in the population, the populations at high risk, and we need to work again with the healthcare setting, as we're doing in the emerging California Stroke Registry. So this is the master plan. This is the burden of disease report. They're both available online, and that's the website where you can find these. And we do have some copies, though. I didn't bring them with me, but you can find us through that. So thank you for your attention.
All right. So last one, then I'll throw it open for questions and discussion. And here we go.